Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des Cals here with all today's sports news. Morning, Des.
Good morning to you. Well, the top of the Premier League is getting a bit closer. Manchester City closed the gap on the leaders Arsenal to 5 points with victory over injury-ravaged Chelsea at Stamford Bridge last night. The reigning champions struggled in the first half. It was a poor game given the quality of the teams. But in the second half, Pep Guardiola made a couple of substitutions and they made a huge difference as Jack Grealish set up Riyad Mahrez to score the only goal of the game. For Chelsea, the problems continue. They've taken just 6 points from their last 8 Premier League games. It's their worst run since December 2010. They've spent £300 million since last season. It's incredible.
And look like they're going to spend more if the
speculations
be believed.
Yeah, but Jimmy Carragher was making the point last night, a very obvious point. They spent £300 million and they seem further away from a trophy than they did this time last year. But for Manchester City, despite that poor first half, there were celebrations at the end. And this was the reaction of their manager, Pep Guardiola.
We played really good in the second half. In the first half, no. But something happened. Since World Cup, we play games against Liverpool, against Leeds, against Everton, and the level we play was really, really top high. First half was not good, the second was again the level, but it's happened with many games, so, but improve on that.
Two quick questions to finish. How good was Jack Grealish's ball across the area? That was quality.
Well, he kept the ball and I think, it was really good. His contribution in Leeds away was fantastic. For assists from Erling today again. So, and especially with, you know, Riyad and Jack and Manu and Rico, when your mood is good and your behavior is good, always you make contribution. Can be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and they help us. They help us for the people who came for the match to win the game.
And one last one. John Stones came back from the World Cup, did so well for England. He seems to be continuing that tonight.
Absolutely. He's a fantastic top player. He is playing amazingly in the World Cup. Happy for him. And since arrived, played really good.
Yeah, City in a good place. Now, the FA Cup third round gets underway this evening and City's neighbours Manchester United kick it off. They host Everton, the side's experiencing contrasting fortunes. United going so well, Everton really struggling, and Frank Lampard under huge pressure going into the game. The Republic of Ireland defender Kevin Long has joined Birmingham City from Championship rivals Burnley. In golf, Seamus Power had a good start at the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii last night. He's 5 under par, but three people on 9 under, John Rahm, Colin Morikawa and JJ Spawn. The winner of this tournament gets 2.7 million. If you finish last, you get 200,000. In Gaelic games, Pat Ryan has made a winning start as Cork hurling manager. His side, as expected, beat Kerry last night by 13 points, 230 to 217. Tonight, there's Connacht football action when Galway play Leitrim in the Air Dome. And former Roscommon captain Conor Devaney has announced his retirement from intercounty football, having won 2 Connacht championships in recent years. In rugby, Munster are in URC action tonight. They play the Lions at Musgrave Park. Scotland-bound Ben Healy will replace Jack Crowley, who's being rested. It's a big weekend in basketball. Cup semi-finals in Cork. In the women's semi-finals, Killestra meet Waterford Wildcats and DCU Mercy play Trinity Meteors. The men's semi-finals see Emporium Cork seek their first ever final. They meet DBS Aina, University of Galway Marie take on Bright St Vincent's. And racing this afternoon is at Dundalk, where the first race is off at 3:50.